Hello, this is Stephen Fry. My new series, Seven Deadly Sins, takes each of those banana skins in turn, laying them out on the surgical table and poking, prodding, prying and provoking in an attempt to anatomize and understand them. It's brought to you in association with our esteemed friends at The Economist. Did you know that the human eye is now being used as a window through which to detect signals about the health of other organs? If you find your brain bubbling with curious questions, you might enjoy scouring The Economist for stories like this. It's the smart guide to the forces shaping your world, and you can request a free copy today by texting FRY to 78070.
Stay warm for a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should, with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Tonight's episode comes to you live from New Orleans. We are talking Real Housewives of New Jersey. Once again, unfortunately, the recording did not kick in until after the first like 4 or 5 minutes or so. Don't worry, everything is intact in terms of the recap. What you miss is just some banter at the top of the show, wherein we are super appreciative of everyone who turned out to our New Orleans show, considering that we had to compete with the one and only Celine Dion. So, you know, for people who chose us over Celine Dion, we were super appreciative. And so we thanked the audience for that. And then we also sang some Celine Dion songs to make sure that no one felt like they were missing anything. So it was an amazing, amazing, super fun times in New Orleans tonight. Thank you to everyone who showed up. And here's our Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. Here we go.
Okay, so I've been waiting to drink, and y'all just drink all day long, apparently, here. It's like a town full of my mothers.
Whoa.
Oh. I'm always afraid my mother's going to listen to this, and then she says things like, that's my son. He has a blog. Like, I'm safe. I can still shit talk my mother on this.
Yeah. Might happen. Might happen.
Yeah. So welcome to Real Housewives of New Jersey night.
Yeah.
What a...
We are really excited. New Jersey's become one of our favorite live show things to do. Like, second only to New York for us at this point. Something about that part of the country brings out the crazies, you know? I mean, this we got some crazies here tonight, but, like, compared to, like, New Jersey... Are you okay? Are you okay?
It's a baby.
Oh!
That's a little wet, bald baby from my king cake. I got that shit on the first bite,
first
by the
bite,
way.
First bite, first slice, Ronnie got the baby.
Yeah.
Whoa. This baby is, like, ageless. We could be, like, sisters or, like, best friends. Because this baby uses Ageless by Ramona, okay? We're now going to call it Avery, and Avery's going to sit here, okay?
Whoa, is that even a baby? Or is it me? It's like looking in the mirror. It's nuts.
It's crazy. Hey, you better get off that Cheetos. You better get off that Cheetos. It's not for you. It's not for you. It's not for you.
Back it up, baby. You better take it.
Oh, look. David, I see we've met your new fiancé. It's a baby.
Oh, well, look at that, David.
David.
Your baby, your fiancé needs to be changed, David.
Wow.
Having so much fun.
Enjoy running those Spartan races, baby.
God, sitting up here staring at a pretend little baby. I'm jealous of the baby's ass. Look at that perfect ass the baby has.
I know. I'm just thinking about the fact that it was in your mouth and I've just been touching it.
I know, I thought about that too. It was disturbing.
Why can't I wipe my fingers off?
You
right
should.
Now?
It doesn't wipe off. My spit stays with you forever. What is this?
Your spit will go on.
Okay.
All right, Real Housewives of New Jersey. So, you guys. So, the episode actually began. There was a cliffhanger last week, a really, really exciting cliffhanger. An administrative cliffhanger, if you will. So let's set the scene.
All right. So Teresa is in the back of a Uber XL, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Driving her kids to the ice.
They're driving to ice. They made this reservation with Open Table about 3 months ago.
For real. For real. Ice has the only customer service that actually answers the phone.
I know.
It's totally realistic.
So.
Like, hi, thanks for calling ice. Anything I can do for you?
Hi. So they're going to go visit Joe. They're told that they can only bring two children, which is already kind of hilarious. It's so cruel of ice, but hilarious in this context.
You must be this tall to ride this ice.
I know. You had to have sat in 5 different salads in a grocery store to make it into ice. So they've had to do all this stuff, and they have this like tiny window that they have to like get to. So the stakes could not be any higher for Teresa and Gia and Melania, and they're all there in the backseat. But the good news is they're just driving down the highway. Everything is fine. Gonna see Papa Joe.
Oh, my God.
Mama!
Oh. I forgot the license.
I was waked in up today this morning, and I said, no toast. No! And then I got some breakfast, and then I told the other kids they couldn't come.
And I was holding Melania's birth certificate, and everything seemed like it was gonna be okay. And then all of a sudden, there I saw a giant octopus! Ah! I must have dropped it at the birth certificate
Then somebody came into the kitchen, and I said, oh yeah, you're the kid that never talks. You can't come meet him. And then I got my driver's license in zoo, and I picked it up, and I put it.
And then all of a sudden, just when I was going to put it into my bag, I just heard, no, no! Ah, the ghost of Octopus passed. Ah!
It's all coming back to me, Gia Melania.
So she calls who everybody calls when you're in trouble and you forgot some shit. Dolores. You know? What the fuck is Dolores gonna do? Okay? She calls Dolores. Dolores like, hello. She's like, hello. Dolores, oh my God, I forgot my birth certificate. I forgot the driver's license and everything. I forgot the bank, you know, and I forgot to wear my underwear. I forgot everything. Dolores is like, well, what are you gonna do?
Let me tell you something, Teresa. This morning, you know what I forgot? I forgot to put a sock on my left foot. Just walking around barefoot, I was wondering why I was swiveling so much on the way to the kitchen, to the living room, to the kitchen. It's a tough morning for both of us.
What are you going to do? I forgot that I was in a couple because my boyfriend never shows up to events.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Here's what we're going to do.
You forgot your birth certificate. I forgot the love of my life.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find the birth certificate. I'm going to jump on the motorcycle that's in the living room. I might get tired, so I don't know. I might not.
You know what? Maybe I'll just sit down, Teresa.
You know what? Teresa, if you ask me to. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have that. I'm just kidding. We don't have it queued up. Sorry, everyone. That's as far as it goes.
I know. I was like, oh.
I know.
Do you see me trying to use multiple apps?
It's like, no, no. You're becoming DJ No No. Oh, find the truck.
What happened to typewriter?
I'm fully convinced that if Nono were a DJ, he would only play the Godfather theme and the Venga Bus. I like this song. Yes.
So Teresa calls, you know, Dolores was no help. So she, oh no, yeah, she already called the ICE. Sorry. I just love that.
This is when she called ICE.
This is where she calls the ICE.
So basically, Dolores like, well, did you call the jail? That's what I did when Frank got disbarred. Dolores, how could you? So anyway, so she calls up ICE.
They're like, hello, thanks for calling ICE.
Hi.
How's everything going?
Like, how's it going? Welcome to the ICE experience. It's a 4D experience.
Tomorrow only, 8 a.m., massages in the shoe, massages in the shoe. Entry price is trying to open the window one time. Right.
Tomorrow's a special day. On Wednesdays, we let people out of the shoe to watch a special screening of The Devil Wears Prada. Hey, what you gonna do? I've seen this movie like 5 times now. You know, it's pretty good.
This mic is capturing every dark rasp of cigarettes from the past. God knows how many years.
You're in
there.
New Orleans, baby.
I hear it. I hear myself entering hell. It's like.
So the front desk guy is basically like male Dolores because Teresa's like, can I bring a copy of my ID? He's like, hold on a second.
I'll ask my lieutenant, Kim Zapola.
Can she bring her ID? Yeah. Hey, how's your fantasy football team going, huh?
You know what? I've got a fashion show. They've totally screwed me over this year. Tell Teresa that bitch she can't come unless I get to have the fashion show at Posh again. All right? Tell her.
Yeah, you can come by.
Yeah. They're like, well, normally we don't take copies, but, you know, come on by. We'll see what we can do. What the fuck is this, ICE?
I know.
You're going to park the car, too? Leave the keys in the car. It's all right. We got you.
Meanwhile, by the way, Melania and Gia are staring at their mother like, this fucking bitch is our mom. They're like, are you serious? We're, like, approaching Poughkeepsie right now.
And she's like, the kids haven't even seen him in 4 months. They took off school.
Like, first of all, that's a kid's dream.
Yeah.
Okay. The kids are like, ow, I couldn't go to school today, mommy. How could you?
So, yeah. So she's like, oh, please. Oh, God. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me call my brother. And she was like, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot, mother.
Gia hates her so much. She's like, I'm so fucking pissed right now. Hey, you know what, you little bitch? You've been sleeping on this whole ride. Could you be in charge of maybe your birth certificate?
Yeah,
you're about to go fuck
you
Frankie
hold it?
At prom next week, okay? You're old enough to remember your birth certificate.
Yeah. So 8:57 a.m. they arrive at ICE.
ICE.
And the cameras fade to black. Unfortunately, there were no cameras allowed in ICE, but we actually were able to procure some footage from inside the jail.
Oh, wow, this is a big Marshalls.
Mom, it's ICE.
Where the fucking idiots enter, Mom? Go over there. Go to the idiot entrance, you fucking moron.
You have received a free visit from inmate... what are you guys doing here?
What the fuck? What the fuck? You came to see me? Thanks a lot. You finally showed up. Stupid.
Yeah. Can't believe you found the time to visit me when you weren't fucking the pool boy, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Marty. Marty, this is my wife, the dumb bitch. All right.
You know who should be in here? These two, Melania should be in here, not me. She's the threat to society.
Yeah, Melania.
You
know?
That's what he would say.
Yeah, I've defrauded some things. You should see what she does to a salad in the grocery store. All right, sits right the fuck on it. All right, take her to prison. Why isn't she in the shoe? Yeah. Melania, get in the shoe. Get in the fucking shoe, Melania. Melania.
So 3 hours later.
We will let in.
We got in.
Turns out that she brought an octopus and it went over really well with the guards.
No.
No's like looking under pillows. Where is the octopus? Where is it? I put in pot. It's not here no more.
That's his version of a king cake is that he actually just takes an octopus and just puts a little bit of flour around. He's like, find the octopus. It's like, no.
It's huge.
It's just this big sprawling.
Like strangling the one no one knows the name of over there. It's like, But she still doesn't have any lines. She's like.
Anyway.
We're in an evil place tonight.
You're,
you know?
Like.
Not you guys, I'm just mentally.
It's like the spirit of Anne Rice is with us.
Oh my God, I've pictured New Orleans in my mind since I was a little boy. Anne Rice. God, national treasure. I read so many of her books, and I was just always so afraid of coming here because you can only be turned into a vampire when you're a goal weight. And you know that hasn't happened. I'm coming here and I'm a waist size 30, bitches. But here we are. No one bite me. It's not time yet, Tom Cruise.
Give it time. Anyway, so they're driving back from ICE. And ICE.
Get it.
So,
Ryan, when you stop for some ICE? Oh, madam!
So they're driving back, and Joe calls. And he's like, So was Melania already lying down in the car, huh?
Yeah. Come on, Melania. What are you doing down there? Come on. Yeah, come on, Melania. Get the fuck up, you lazy. And he's about to go, No, he does say, Melania, you lazy. Get up. I want to talk to you, my little sweetheart.
Yeah. My little sweetheart.
Now, either he had a moment where he's like, I can't talk to my kids like that. They're probably traumatized. They just saw me in a shoe, you know?
Maybe he thought he was calling his cellmate.
Yeah. I just like imagining Kim D standing there like, you better get it straight, Joe.
She's like the warden in Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Shaw Posh Redemption.
The Posh Shank.
Shaw. I don't even know what that means.
The
Posh Shank Redemption.
Oh, God.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
That's how they all escape, because she just had the door going clink, clink.
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
Morgan Freeman, like, digs a hole out with a plastic earring, you know, from the back stock room.
He finds Kim G in there. Anyway, now we go over to Dolores' house, where her daughter, Gabrielle, is in. She's, like, back from school, where she's learned to be a vet. And they're cleaning their other dog. Last week, we had a nice moment with Dolores' dog named Dog.
Dog.
And this week, we got to spend time with Lolly.
Lolly.
Lolly and Dog.
And her daughter. You said that. So her daughter's like, do we even have shampoo to bathe these dogs, Mom? She's like, I like cologne, you know? The rest of the house smells like piss, but at least the dog smells good. And I'm like, everything is reminding me of my apartment tonight. Like, every single thing. I will do that to my dog. I'll just pour some Febreze on the dog and just be like, move around, lay on the couch.
Dolores. So Dolores, like, cleaning this dog is like the most Dolores thing ever, because they clean Lolly, and then once they're done with Lolly, Dolores looks at Lolly and goes, "You're done. Go roll in the dirt."
So she's like, "How do you bathe the dogs at school? Don't they have a water problem there?" Which is so funny, because being from California, you know, well, they weren't like turning off the water and stuff, but you know, that's how you had to be. Like, yeah, you had to have your water, like, you had to measure it out, because they're like, "Ooh, it's a drought. We're all going to die," which could have happened, you know?
Yeah.
Who saved us? Rain, right?
Rain.
You know who didn't save us? Celine fucking Dion.
No,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Where were the buckets of water, Celine? Celine Dion.
It all comes back.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be amazing if she just, like, appeared on the third story there, like, "Ah!" We're like, "Oh, my God, Celine's here."
She would. You know, she fucking would do that and be like, "I'm stealing your show. I would like to dedicate this New Jersey recap to Renee." My fucking bitch just stole our jobs.
I'd be okay with it, 100%.
Mm.
So they just start talking about David and stuff like that, and Gabrielle's basically asking, like, "When are you going to move in, et cetera, et cetera?" You know, there's a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, she's like, "You know what, I'll tell you this, David misses a lot of events. He misses a lot of events." And the daughter's like, "Yeah, because, like, he's a doctor or something, right? So that's okay." And Dolores is like, "At this point, I don't even need to move out of this house unless I have a solid commitment from him. I'll build it, I'll pick out tiles, I'll pay for the property. Mm-hmm. Get taxes set up, but I'm not moving in there unless I get a..." Oh, you show him! You show him, Dolores!
Build
him a huge mansion and charge him nothing. You show him, girl.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, she winds up just... She's very pessimistic, and she winds up telling her daughter, like, "You know what? Don't have any expectations, okay? That's what I've learned through this life. Don't have expectations. If your father says he's a lawyer, don't expect that he'll stay a lawyer." So then Gabrielle...
Isn't that good advice, though? I feel like it's depressing advice, but I feel like it's very good advice to give your kid. Like, people are shitheads, and if they tell you they're not a shithead, don't believe them, because they're probably a shithead. Okay, go. Enjoy the world. Enjoy the world. Like, boom, you just raised your child. Congrats.
Well, either way.
Ben's like, no.
No, that was like my filler phrase for, like, where am I in my notes again? I'll just say, either way. Either way.
So Gabrielle, her daughter's like, "Is this how you want me to live, Mom? You want me to live out my relationship with someone? Like, what if I told you I was going to move into a house? I picked out everything with some guy. What would you tell me?" I would say, "Nice fucking job."
Yeah.
Dating a guy so well that he's like, "I'm going to build you a house and let you pick out everything and move in. I mean, I think you already won it, life. Quit vet school and get to work." That's what I say, Gabriella.
Commercials. Here comes one right now. This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, my name is Alex Horn, and this is the Horn Section Podcast with me, Alex Horn, and these guys, the Horn Section. It's a really excellent podcast with music from five fine men, plus some very special guests.
You going before your mum?
I mean, realistically, yes. The woman's strong as an ox.
So, subscribe to the Horn Section Podcast right now on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Goodbye.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then we go over to a parking lot, and this ridiculous yellow BMW, just it looks like an egg yolk on wheels, drives up. I'm like, what is this awful, awful car? And then all of a sudden we hear... Who said chivalry was dead?
Welcome to date night, gorgeous.
It's Bill and Jen.
Bill and Jennifer pulling up for date night.
Dr. Bill and Jen. God, I love him.
He is really... It was a lot of Bill tonight. I was very happy.
Yeah, it was a Bill heavy episode. Thank Jesus. So he moves in. I'm like still on Dolores' house. I'm like, who is arguing with the man buying the house? Let me move in the house. Okay, so Bill scene. So Jen's like, hi, we have a reservation.
She acts like it's like the hardest thing to do. I mean, Teresa got a reservation to ICE for crying out loud. Congratulations, you made it to the Olive Garden. I was at the Olive Factory. They would have a place called the Olive Factory in Paramus.
The Olive Factory.
So,
because the Olive Garden is just too nice for Paramus, you know? It's the Olive Garage, all right? It's the Olive Factory.
Have you guys noticed that every single time it cuts to a Jennifer scene, they first show a giant water tower every single time? It's like, that's her architectural association. Yeah. Giant water tower! Yeah.
Water being cleaned for human use.
That water tower's stingy with its water, if you ask me.
That water tower doesn't know how to throw a birthday party for baby water tower, I'll tell you that. So she's like, how you feeling, Bill? Is your box still locked in up? And he's like, it's proof that there's other bad things I've been doing outside my profession.
But tonight you can relax. You're not on call, right? He goes, not tonight. I'll have to check my buzzer.
Like, here's to more date nights. And she's like, this is our time to catch up, Bill. I didn't even tell you this, but I went to dinner with Marge the other night. She's having a 20th anniversary for her business, and she says, how are you going to be at my party if you're going to have drama with the girls, Bill?
Like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like, is this how you go about your day? It's like, did you look at the icon this morning, Bill? Like, calm down. There are other tables. Yeah. God.
So they order drinks. It's nighttime, and Bill's like, I'll have a Bloody Mary. I would go for a Virgin Mary, but, you know, a little too late for that, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, boys.
So Jennifer is still going on about this birthday party, and Jackie only got pizza, and she said, I just wanted to say that you have all this money, but not spend it. And so then Bill, you know Bill is the shadiest queen on this show. We all know.
Yes, obviously.
Because he fixes up Jennifer. Like, when she needs to fight about something, he's like, here's some three-syllable words to throw them off, all right?
I was going to say charcuterie, but that's not even three syllables. I'm so stupid, I can't even finish that.
I don't say charcuterie.
Stupid.
I mean, if you have adults, I mean, I want five different things. You know, five is more exciting than just two.
And it all makes sense now, and I would kill... now I'm like, Bill, you are an awful human being. He's like, we're having a party for the baby. I want five dishes, Jennifer, five. What the fuck? What a monster.
So he does tell her, like, you know, you really should apologize for throwing the plate setting at Melissa. Yeah. And now Jennifer's still doing her spin on it. She's like, well, I mean, it wasn't really meant to be physical. I was just trying to get her attention, you know? It's like when everyone's yelling and you gotta ring a bell. I'm like, what?
He's like, ring them bells. You better ring them bells, baby.
Jingle, jangle, jingle.
He's like, I understand how that works. But clang, 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 if you will. I understand how that works, but two wrongs don't make a right, baby. Three wrongs don't make a right, but it's a little more right. Four wrongs, I don't want to be right.
Five wrongs, you're at a party. Because I like five different dishes.
So now let's go to the Montville Inn, where Melissa is meeting her mother and sisters. Now,
I love Melissa's family, actually.
I have to say, this episode, I was like, wow, Melissa's mother. I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's taken a while. You know why?
I love Donna. Donna's great because she's just drunk and having a great time.
Donna's just the whole time, she's like,
It's true.
Like, what are you even laughing at? It's like, hi, honey, come on and sit.
She's like one of those people in an infomercial when they have a live audience. Like, well, this not only will puree your steak, it'll also mince it. Isn't that right?
Melissa's like, Mom, you're wearing leopard. She's like, because I'm from New Jersey.
Melissa's like, oh, my God. Every single day I'm fighting Antonia about what she's going to wear. Everything she wears, she looks like a stripper. Just like you when you were a kid. Still now.
Melissa's like, what age does that stop? I'm like, have you seen yourself? My God.
But then, so then they order like some fig martinis because there's a lot of discussion about the fig martini because Melissa's like, how's the fig martini? And the waiter's like, it's very sweet, but it's delicious. Which just cracked me up. Like,
I feel like a fig martini is just naturally trying too hard.
No, yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, shut up, fig. You're not meant for a martini. Just go away.
It's certainly no apple martini, that's for sure.
That's for sure. This man is an apple martini, right, Dolores?
Dolores. So then, but I love that, like, Donna, who was, like, cracking up the entire time. Are you okay there?
I'm sorry.
Are you sitting on the baby? Oh, no, the baby is safe.
Just repositioning. At home, I can do this, and you don't have to see all that.
Okay. So Donna, who is spending the entire time just, like, cracking up, suddenly she turns into, like, Zagatz. She's, like, laughing, 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 then she tries her martini. She's like, ha, 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 ha.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Perfection.
Wonderful.
And so the mom's like, teenagers are insane. I was 30 when I had you, Melissa. 30 years old. And Melissa's like, oh, well, you think that's crazy. I'm trying to have a baby now at 40. It's like, you're still pushing this? Oh, for Christ's sake.
It was like, all her sisters, her mom, that waiter, they all just looked at her like, really, bitch?
They did. And this is when those sisters won my heart over, because they were both like, they were like Marge Simpson sisters on The Simpsons, yeah. You know? They were just like, bleh.
Too non-smoking, huh? You can have a baby. Fucking idiot, have you seen yourself? Jesus Christ. Does George Burns even have sperm that works anymore? For Christ's sake, the Lord.
I mean, Melissa, sorry.
So then a giant pile of calamari with pineapple arrives. I mean, I just had to point that out. There's a lot of octopus and squid going on this season. Tentacles.
So Melissa's like, but my kids don't have time for me. You know, I'm going through something. And her sister's like, yeah, it's called a midlife crisis, you idiot. And then Melissa's like, but I'm not midlife. She goes, yes, you are, Melissa. All right, you think and look at me. I'm 40. No one pays attention to me. But if I have a baby, I'm young again. People will pay attention. And she's like, yeah, like, what's the problem?
Yeah. She goes, I don't know. I mean, I remember the days, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait for the kids to feed themselves. And now I'm like, oh, my God, slobber on me, slobber on me, slobber on me. I'm like, you could just hang out with Frank.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going, Melissa? What's going on, Melissa? Huh?
Yeah, that's why Dolores has never tried again, you know.
It's like, oh, so that's why Dolores always arrives somewhere with an umbrella, even when it's sunny.
Yeah. Dolores.
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 So Melissa's like, you know, when I had kids, I didn't want them. I thought they were disgusting. But now that they're older, I want kids. It's like, I have to learn to be happy at the phase I am in life. No, you don't. Otherwise, you'll be in that stupid phase forever. Who wants to be happy with what they have? That's stupid, okay?
Stupid.
You're not supposed to understand this is all amazing until it's gone and you're depressed, okay?
Yeah.
If I thought about how great my fucking life was, I would never get out of bed in the morning. I'd be like, yeah, I won!
Yeah.
I won!
That was scary.
Happiness is terrible. Don't do it to yourself. So, you'll have time for that when you're dead.
So, speaking of which, we then go back over to Teresa's house, and Gia is, like, sitting at their, like, enormous Australia-sized kitchen island, and she's sitting there, and she's like, I'm starving, and Nono is cooking. He's like, oh!
gonna die at Hanukkah.
And she's like, I'm starving. And he's like, how about the pear with cheese? And she's like, that is disgusting.
But by the way, it's not. It's actually delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
It's delicious, Gia. She goes, that's weird. He goes, try the pear and the cheese.
Do we have sausage? She's like, yes, you want? I make.
So he's making Do we have any hot sauce with it? No, I had that earlier. So then Teresa walks in and goes, ooh, pear and cheese.
Is this thing still leaking?
It's like all offended because the sink is still leaking. So they call Joe, little Joe. Joe.
This is truly the only family that would act out a porno scene with the entire family involved. Right? It's like everyone's there. Everyone is there. It's an Ian family production.
What was my porn? What the hell kind of porn do I watch at that's amusing?
It sort of sounded like a police show from the 70s. It's like we're about to getting close on the beat.
Hey, Joes. The sinks is clogged. Can you fix it?
Must be the trap. Hey, must be the trap.
So he gets down. He's like down in there. Truly like the sexiest thing I've seen in 2 years. Say what you will about the man. He's got 3 sperm. He has ridiculous sayings. He's hot. I'm sorry. He's hot. I can't deal.
Yeah, that guy is hot. And he fixes sinks. Hooney, you just had to empty the trap. So they talk. He's like, you know what? You got a full pipe. You know what I don't live with? Full pipes. That's hey. Right. My pipes is clean. That's right.
Yeah.
I may have 3 sperm, but they swimming all over that living room floor. I don't care where it is. Kitchen counter, living room floor, chandelier. I don't care.
All it takes is a dollar and a dream, or a sperm and a dream in this case.
It's always like walking in the dark, like...
So he starts asking Gia about like school and everything, and Gia's gonna be going with Frankie to the prom. Huh? Fully support that, Gia. Gia is winning on Bravo right now.
I don't know. I mean, look, disease comes in a very attractive package. Okay. Now, from Frankie's own mother, we know what Frankie's up to. So. Let's stop worrying about the block trap and wrap your daughter up in like 5 layers of saran wrap before you send her out there, please.
Well, I think we're all in support of Gia and Frankie, but Nono is not. Nono's like, oh, no, he's a two-dick, You know who you take to the prom? This octopus, Wrap around your shoulder. Just Gia just like... holding the octopus tentacle in the limo, like, sorry, guys. I had to take it out.
So then they start talking about how should Joe fight his appeal or not, and little Joe's like, no. You know what? That's it. That's too much money. That's it. What are you going to do? And Gia's like, I don't even give a crap if you guys get back together or not, but I don't want Dad living 9 hours away.
And then she goes, anyway, I'm going to get my hair done.
Yeah. And then Nono realizes that he's, like, in the middle of a porno. So he's like,
I got stuff to do.
Like, no, you don't. But I don't blame you. Get out. Go.
So then, so now it's just Joe and Teresa. And Teresa tells Joe that Joe Gorga, that Joe Judice called. And said, yeah. 10 years on, we're still like, we have to be like, Joe, there's like a million Joes. So it was basically, Joe Giudice called and just said some crazy shit to Teresa on the phone.
Go ahead.
He told it to me, I want you to know I feel nothing for yous.
You could just go be with somebody else for all I can. Wow.
Teresa just gets, when Teresa sings karaoke, she just does one note. She does her opening. Oh,
what, that guy sing this? Is it balls?
So Joe's like, you know what? To be honest with you, Tree, I never thought that guy was good for you. I wanted you to end up with someone who treated you right. And she's like, well, thanks for telling me now.
I'm like, psh, psh, psh. We sat through 9 seasons of him telling you this.
Tale as old as time. Met on Jersey Shore.
Knew him as a kid, named the same as y'all.
Beauty on the beach.
Beauty at the blink. Blink, 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 blink.
So Joe Gorga has some really, really, honestly very sage advice for Teresa. He goes, you know what the problem with Joe Giudice is? He doesn't know how to open up and be a man, okay? You know what a man is? A man is when you can open up and say, I love you, you're amazing, you're beautiful, I need to fuck you now to get my poison out. That's a man.
Yeah, he's got to be man enough to be like, I love you. I'm not even embarrassed to say it in front of the dudes. Look, dudes, I love you, and you shouldn't have the job because the man is supposed to earn the money in the goddamn house. That's right. Fuck your wife. Fuck your wife. Go you know fuck what? Your wife.
Fuck your wife.
Fuck your wife.
Let me tell you what being a man is. Saying, hey, you know what? I want to spend 2 of my last 3 sperm on you, okay? That's what a man is.
But it actually was really nice, you know, because he's like, a real man can say I love you and not have to be like so shielded or whatever, which is really nice to say and stuff, but man, does he fuck that up later on in this episode. So let's just pretend none of that's happened yet, which it hasn't, and just love little Joe for what he gives us, which is just confused nonsensical advice generally.
Yeah. So now we go over to Jackie, she's visiting her dad, who... Her dad reminds me of, like, a Mike Myers character who speaks like Bernie Sanders, you know?
Her dad is Bernie Sanders, basically. Yeah. He's like, everything's free for everybody! So my parents are like, Bernie, doesn't he just say everything's free? Oh, sure, free school, free education, free healthcare. I'm like, sounds good to me. What the fuck is your problem?
Here's how we're gonna pay for the plans. We're gonna put everything in my kitchen cabinet, okay? Healthcare... breath cleaner, everything. In the cabinet.
Yeah.
Solve America.
Yeah, because her dad's a hoarder, you know?
Yeah. So and by the way, he has also joined the sacred rank of Bravo stars that include Mama D and Karen Huger, who have giant tube TVs. In prominent parts of their lives.
How funny.
Huge. A huge tube TV, like right on top of the dishwasher.
So because Jersey doesn't even pretend to, like... come up with like interesting casting choices, and they're like, hey, we're gonna hire somebody to clean your house, we need 2 extras, just call them Rosie and Rosemary. All right,
not to be confused with Rosanna and Rosanna, who appeared earlier this season together.
Like, all the extras are some variation of Rosie, you know, Rosie, Rosanna, Dana, Rosanna, Rosanna, Bama.
Rosie, Joe, Rosalie. Rosie, Frank, Josie, Frankie, Josie, Frank, Rosie, Josie. So Rose, I love Rosemary. This is the best hoarder cleaner I've ever seen. She comes in, she's like, this is your dad, stop it. Who else do you think this guy is?
I hope you beat Pocahontas, sir. Hope you beat him, sir. Kidding. So, because they're very Republican over there in the Jers. So the dad's like, these cabinets here, nothing should be thrown out of them. And they open the cabinets and it's just packed with crap. You know, it's like 75 coffee cups. And she's like, Dad, can we figure out a number of cups that actually works for you, Dad? That we don't have to keep all these cups in here? And he's like, all right, 15, take this row. And it's the row of ones that don't match. You know, there's like 2 rows of matching
cups. It's all like
cups.
Random bat mitzvahs, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. So they decide, they go outside to talk while the Rosie and Rosemary go to clean up this place. Mm. And so they go outside, and, you know, Jackie's worried about her dad and everything because he's older and she wants him to be healthy. And she's, and he's like, what do you mean I'm not healthy, okay? She goes, because you have nothing in your fridge but mashed potatoes and iced tea. Yeah? So what? Yeah. I run this country on mashed potatoes and iced tea. Jackie's dad for president, everyone. Jackie's dad for president.
So then we find out where Jackie's eating disorder was kind of born. And it turns out I'm right again. Everything can be blamed on one of your parents. Pick one. Pick one. And those of you out there laughing have kids, and you know what you're doing to them. Yeah. I hope that you know when they come to you and say, you made me anorexic, you say, I did, because I was worried about you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, own it. Like my mother does.
Yeah. Yeah, so her dad apparently had lap band, the whole thing, and he still, to this day, is like, if I gain 5 pounds, you know, it like freaks him out, you know. He's basically gay at this point, you know.
Yeah.
It's what we all go through.
Yeah. We don't even call it eating disorders anymore. We just call it being gay.
Yeah. You call it looking in the mirror and being
gay. That's what Ben's always said.
Yeah.
It's not an eating disorder, Ronnie. It's just called being gay. All right, yeah. Deal with it. You're gay.
So, yeah. So this is sort of like the origin story for her eating disorders and everything. And she tells very, very sad and compelling stories about this, which is really, I think, actually very good because it's important to hear these stories, et cetera.
Yeah. So he was always worried about weight. So she would start starving herself. And she's like, I would go to bed. He's like, what was wrong? You were so thin. Who cares? And she's like, Dad, sometimes I would go to dinner and I would just have an ice cube. I would go to bed and I would only have an ice cube for dinner. And he's like,
Dad.
It's like shrugging. But then, yeah, when she realized, she's like, Dad, you have to understand, like, this is a real problem. You can't just make jokes and say, I looked better when I had an eating disorder. You know, like, thank God for eating disorders.
And he's like,
He's like, noted.
Noted. Noted. Can we check out the coffee mugs now?
Yeah. Which is basically like a huge hug from a parent with something like that.
By the way, also, Rosie and Rosemary, the fastest hoarder cleaner-uppers of all time, they come in from outside, and the place is like, hey, you gotta be kidding me. Look what we did over here. We got rid of the coffee mugs and put up more coffee mugs, actually.
So then we go over. Now it's like the beginning of an episode again, where it's like
a montage of things happening.
Trash in the street. A broken fire hydrant.
Yeah. So we see like the Modge and Joe are just laughing, like, oh, Joe. That's like it. And then we go over, this was funny to me, because then we go over to Teresa. She's getting her hair washed in the same kitchen sink that was just clogged. Huh, I wonder why that happened. They use that hair and ice to keep the prisoners behind the cells. I mean, to make the cages. It is thick.
It's the net.
It is
the net to keep them all in. So I'm saying,
this is the old school wing and the wash in the sink.
So then we go over to, because everyone's getting ready for Marge's big 20 years party. So then we go to Dolores' and Frank's house, and Dolores is like, happy birthday, Frank Catania. How old are you now?
Too old, Dolores, too old. Let's not mention how old I am now.
You were born in 1964, Frank.
And then Frank says a thing that should never be uttered on the show. There you go. Now you do the math.
No, yeah, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's like the show just got canceled because the cast members are like...
Yeah, it's like aneurysms. Everyone's like... The entire cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey is in a collective coma today.
Due to
after trying to do the math.
Yes. So, so then we see Jackie and...
I'm sorry, the mic...
What did I miss?
It's just the microphone I use when we record these at home. If I go like this, you can't really hear me as well, but this one is like, I'm over here laughing, it's like... Okay.
So now we see Jackie and Evan. Mm. So everyone's gearing up now for the Macbeth Collection 20th anniversary, but I mean, yeah, whatever. So Jackie's still steaming mad about Jennifer, and she's like, you know, I still haven't even seen Jennifer, and you know what? I've had it with her, Evan. I've really, really had it with her.
You know, and then we run over to the Gorga's house, and Joe, you know, she's getting her makeup done, too, and Joe's like, you should have been to the gym with me, you know, in case you got a spot with Jennifer later. You know what's the problem with that woman? She ain't getting laid, all right? That's what we all know. Bill ain't fucking her right?
Yeah.
That's what she's got a problem.
Yeah,
and
that's what's
put it
wrong.
In. Stick it in. It's going to be okay, all right? Say you medicate a lady, all right? God, why do you think she throws food? Because she's sexually frustrated. That's why. She needs to get fucked.
Say it. You know, it's like what I always tell my Instagram followers. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Fuck it, you're happy.
Fuck it. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it, fuck it. I'm
fuck
not mad
again.
At it. I don't
it
even
again.
Know what we were sad about before.
So, yeah. Jennifer's also getting ready. She's like, I told Margaret I wouldn't have any crazy outbursts, Bill. Well, stop acting like you're in Flashdance.
And Bill's just sitting there. Bill's just sitting there looking at her, and he goes,
By the way, that Flashdance song is very Jennifer, right?
Oh, what a feeling. Can't be feeling. Cause I dance at the bed of da 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 da. Hello.
Hello. The Flashdance lady like gets a dinner plate to the head.
This is what's happened, Irene Cara.
I've been trying to get your attention, Flashdance lady. Take your passion. Get fucked by your husband.
So. Oh, I'm not. I cannot even believe I'm entertaining this. But what did you say, sir? It's Frank's fault.
It's Frank's fault. I think it, you know. By the way, I think in any situation, it's fair to always just say it's Frank's fault.
Yeah.
You know what? It's Frank's fault.
That's Dolores's Instagram, spiritual Instagram, like Joe Gorga, you know? Joe's like, you know what? You find a shingle on the roof, what are you going to do? Stick your dick in it? Put a knife in it? Pay it $1? Send it on its way? You're going to live your best fucking life. Look at my guns. That's Dolores's spiritual one. It's Frank's fault.
Don't got a job. Problem? It's Frank's fault.
It's Frank's fault. Feeling down in the morning? Fucking Frank.
What? Can't get into ice, it's Frank's fault.
Frank's fault, right?
Try to open up a window in ice, Frank's fault again.
Having trouble getting into vet school, your father just spent your money on boats and whores. Frank's fault.
Frank's fault.
All right?
Frank's fault.
A new book by Dolores Catania, all right?
So now we go over to New York City for the big party, and so Margaret and Joe and Lexi arrive. I don't know why I said Lexi like that, but... Margaret
that's how
is
she
like,
says it. Like, well, hi, nice to meet you. Who are you? She's like, Lexi! Lexi!
My name is Lexi. What are you? Lexi.
She's like a robot that's low on batteries a little bit, you know?
Lexi!
She's like, you know, in 2001 Lexi. When Hal starts to die, that's Lexi.
Lexi, Lexi.
Lexi.
Daisy, Daisy.
Anyway, so Margaret, by the way, God bless Margaret. I absolutely love Margaret Josephson. Margaret Josephs. Sorry, Josephs.
I love Margaret.
I love Margaret Josephson, whoever she is. But I also like Margaret Josephs. So this was great. She shows up wearing like a vintage Michael Jackson. You know, like remember when Michael Jackson was like, at later in his life, he was wearing like black tops with weird gold.
Oh, they ready for you to fuck up. Listen to the audience. Are you going to say
something epaulets,
Michael Jackson shit right
you know?
Now?
That's what she was wearing.
Yeah.
It's Frank's fault. It's Frank's fault.
Frank's fault. And the jacket's like coming right to her boob, but the boobs are taped in. She's like, all right, you know what? No areolas tonight. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't want to show my areolas to any of these ladies in here, all right? Who's going to take care of these areolas? But one is taped. Did you notice that like half an areola was out the whole time, which is so funny? Because it's just so, she probably had Marlene do it. Like, Marlene, yeah. come in here with the big tape. All right. All right. Just go ahead and put it up, just nip on Marlene's thing.
I feel like Ariola is going to be a friend of next season. This is my friend Ariola.
But only if there's Ariola, an Ariana, an Ariola, an Ari Lila, an Ari Pupu. Those different versions of the name.
So she walks into her party, and Lawrence, the party planner, is back. He's the one who did Melissa's 40th. So he's back.
Lawrence Scott. So he's got, like, cakes in cages. Pies made out of skulls. He's got a whole wall of skulls. And
he's
basically
recreated ice in cake form. Walls, cages.
So, and then they've hired a bunch of waiters to stand around in little Marge wigs with like little pigtails. Like, oh my God, look, it's little Marge. I need half an areola for you. You're out, little Marge.
Little Marge.
I'm telling you that right now.
So I'm assuming Margaret said this thing at some point over the past 2 or 3 years. But the cake comes out, and on this cake it says, "To caviar dreams on a tuna fish budget." Listen, sort of a funny thing to say in an interview. I don't want that shit written on my cake.
Yeah, I don't want that on my cake.
Do not write anything about tuna fish on my cake, okay, Lawrence?
I don't want to think about that while I'm eating a cake.
And then they start passing out tuna tartare in tuna cans. Admittedly, it looked delicious, but, like, don't give me a tuna can either.
Yeah, you cheap ass.
You're in Manhattan now.
Yeah. So she's like, you know what? Everybody's that rich. Everybody's at $500,000. All right. Everybody can just afford it. You know what so my motto is? Affordable luxury. All right. That's why we're going to win this world. It's like, okay, you and Target. Okay, you and Target are killing it, Margaret. I love you both.
So then Marge Sr. struts in. She gets a whole big strut montage where she's like, I'm Marge Sr. You know, and she walks in. Love Marge Sr. She's the other hoarder elder. They should get together, actually, Marge Sr. and Jackie's dad. They could just, like, hoard things together.
Oh, God.
Together.
No. Oh.
It could be like, I'm not saying sexually. I'm saying it could be like antiques roadshow.
Well, how else do you get together?
No, they could have, like, an antiques roadshow together where they're like, how much is this worth? About 45 cents. We'll take it.
I had no idea it was worth this much money, man.
Barry, look what I found.
I made so much money off of that little guy, Shippa.
So then they, the
Dorinda.
One,
she's just like a little tiny Dorinda in my mind.
I'm sure Dorinda was like probably at the party somewhere. So now they have the other thing with this party is that they're launching the Macbeth collection jewelry line. And so they drape it sort of like haphazardly on all these models. But did anyone else notice that all the models were wearing gold shimmering dresses? So all the jewelry was just on shimmering backgrounds, so you couldn't see the jewelry.
It's like invisible jewelry.
Frank's
That's
fault.
What I'm saying now. Affordable jewelry that you can't see. It's invisible.
Really
it's like sued again for fraud. Like, wait a minute, I bought a necklace, nobody could even see it.
Someone got really upset at that. She's like, no.
No.
No, don't go for the necklaces.
Food invisible necklaces. I do not support that.
So now the cast starts to arrive. It's funny because the music is all like, dun, 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 dun. And that's just Dolores like, all right, I'm here.
All right, here I am.
I made it.
You got food at this fucking thing? Because I'm starving. It's ridiculous. I had to come over the fucking bridge. It's great.
Yeah, it's terrible. So they all arrive, and then there's like a lot of meeting people. There's a lot of like, hi, how are you? This is Mandy. I'm like, who's Mandy? I feel like there's the sort of party where everyone gets introduced to a Mandy, you know? But we never see Mandy again.
And the Rosemary, and the Rosie,
Mandy
and the
and
Frank,
Rosemary.
And the Joe.
Yeah.
So Jackie is talking to Dolores, and they're acting like they like each other, and Jackie didn't just watch Dolores storm out of her, like, little trip that she tried to organize. So she's like, hi, Dolores, you look amazing. And Dolores is like, you look amazing. And I was like, that is more energy than I've ever seen with Dolores.
Yeah.
Like, even when Dolores is about to stab somebody with, like, a shank in a restaurant, Dolores is like, I'll fucking stab you right now in the throat with this shank, bitch.
Dog with a bone. Dog with a bone.
But now she sees Jackie. She's like, you look wonderful.
Scary.
It's scary. Dolores will kill you in your sleep, man. Dolores ever has that much energy when she's saying hello to you, run.
It's So now that everyone's there, Dolores reveals her big plan, which I don't know about you guys, but to me it sounded like a terrible idea. She's like, you know, I felt bad about what happened at Jackie's house. So to make up for it, I rented a house at the Jersey Shore.
After we fucked your trip up, I decided to have a better trip.
Yeah.
And make you sit through it, bitch. You coming?
I really think the Jersey Shore will bring people together.
I even want the husbands to come. And Marge's like, oh my God, all of us, seriously, even the girl who threw dinnerware at somebody to try and get their attention, like, who does that? It's classless.
It's like classless.
It's like literally classless.
Literally classless. It's like no class. And it's like, you know what it is? It's like Christmas vacation, no class.
Yeah. And so Dolores is like, you know what? I'm going to invite who I invite. Are you guys okay with it? We're all paid to be on this show literally 5 more minutes. So we're showing up. We're going to try and get another season. Who's in this with me? All right. I got no patio furniture. All right.
So then next to show up at the party, it's Jennifer and Bill. Jen, you're only allowed to have one drink. Anything more than that, and you're going to be naughty.
And they're with Teresa, right? Or Teresa's right around them. And Teresa goes,
I'll be right back. I'm going to go order a drink. Hi, I'm a pineapple and tequila.
You can go anywhere.
It's Frank's fault.
Frank's fault.
So then, Melissa sees Teresa, and Melissa goes, oh my God, you're so tan. Your brother's the same way. He goes near the sun, and he turns another color. Like, I don't think Teresa went to the sun.
Yeah, it's called a spray tan.
It's called, Jersey in a bottle.
So funny, my brother walks into a tan shop and walks out with a tan, too. It's nuts how this works.
Yeah.
So then Jen's like, Jen's sober right now, and sober Jen is like terrified of people. She's like, oh my God, what if they don't like me?
Yeah.
She walks in like...
She's just like sizing up everyone to see what sort of Amazon Prime gift they need. Okay.
So she's like, hi, Melissa. And Melissa's like, that bitch is going to walk by me and pretend that she doesn't owe me an apology. Like, okay, go back to your baby storyline. Hey, why don't you try to find that sister you lost last year? Anybody remember that? Have we even mentioned that?
Have we met her? I mean, there are a lot of spirits here in New Orleans. Maybe she's around.
Yeah. That is going to be her next storyline. Like, I think my mother's not my mother. I'm finding the other one. Yes. Melissa. So Jen is like, you know what? That's not cool. You know what? I don't even want to talk to you either, girl. Move to the other side of the room.
At which point, Bill basically says, I'm going to say hello to the boys. I'll be right back.
We make fun of Bill because he's such a character, but Bill really was so Bill this episode.
He's
like,
so
I'll be
Bill.
Back. Going to go say hi to the boys.
Toodles.
What are the boys doing over there? Is Bill bobbing for apples? I didn't even order that in the party planner. See.
And then, now this is something really shady. This is not me trying to be funny. This is something shady that the TV show did. So Margaret's like, all right, everyone, you know what? Go mingle. Okay, I got to go talk to everyone. Eat, eat, eat. And Teresa's like, oh, you got a lot of food here. And Margaret goes, well, thank you. You know what? I'm an eater. And then literally the show cut to Jackie and then cut back to them. I was like, that is so rude of the show. It was so rude. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Well, this show's not here to support you. You know what I mean? Like when people get so mad at the show. Like Vinky Gumbelson's like, I wouldn't do that show anyway. It's trash. Can't even believe I was on that show. It's trash, that show. Get a job, show. Get a job. Shut up, show. You're stupid.
Get a job.
The show is not here to support you. It was, like, literally hilarious for the show.
Point.
The producers are, like, laughing as you slam that door. And
yeah.
Say, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! You kidding me? Fuck you!
That's why you can't go against the producers, Nene Leakes.
Oh.
If she were ever to consider doing such a thing, that's all.
That's all. That girl gone fucked everything up, stupid. Okay.
Stupid.
So they're all talking about going to the show. We're going to the show. So Marlene comes in and starts dancing. Okay, so Evan, Bill goes over to the boys, right?
Yeah.
So Evan's like, so, Bill, like, Evan's so bored. He's like, why do I have to be here? I'm rich.
Mm-hmm. He
wants don't even need this, you know? Like, some of the husbands are, like, working with their wives. They're like, this income is great.
Yeah, we got to both be on. He's like, I just want to go home and watch the Golf Channel, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I'm literally rich. What am I doing talking to you fucking losers, you know?
He's like, so, Bill, how's your liver feeling? You gonna... We gonna play quarters next weekend or what?
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm.
What sort of quarters? Hind quarters? Mmm.
Look behind my ear. What did you find? Mm?
Tails or head?
So then, just because we're on an eating disorder episode, these producers have to put in every little tiny thing about eating. It's so good. So then they cut to some lady telling Marge, Marge, look at you. You're so thin. Because that's what we do to each other. It's such a fucking lie, but we all do it to each other all the time. We're like, hey, Ronnie, I haven't seen you in a long time. You look so thin. You know that's a fucking lie. Why don't you just say, hey, Ronnie, how's it going? Like, have you gotten
Ronnie,
your car washed lately?
You have lost weight. You have lost weight. He has lost weight.
No, but
everyone.
It's like, why do we say that to each other? Well, why is it even a thing? Stupid.
Thank you.
I'll take it. See you. So anyway, this lady comes up and she's like, Marge, you're so skinny. And Marge's like, no, I'm fat. If you'd seen me earlier, naked, in high heels, in front of the mirror, holding my boobs and kissing up the air like
this. I mean, I looked like the Snapchat logo. It was terrible.
And she goes, but from the last time I seen you, don't talk to people like that. Stop saying that. Like, the last time I saw you were a fucking monster. Now look at you.
Yeah.
You're in 38s now. Congratulations. Like, who taught? Stop. Let's stop doing that to each other. Except to me. Keep that shit up. But the other stuff. So Marge is like, no, it's a dress. It's a dress, which you can buy and then tape to yourself on my site with a whale logo that's going to be changed any day now.
It's going to be, we're turning it into an octopus next.
No!
No's like about to hit send on his like copyright of the octopus. His patent.
She stole it from
me! Stole the octopus!
Oh God, Nono and Marge in a copyright fight in court.
I'm Judge Judy.
Okay, so then Jackie is now talking to Evan. The boys talked a little bit, and she's like, I feel bad talking to Bill because I just like him so much, and Jennifer's such an asshole. And Evan's like, yeah, I'm rich. And she's like, I don't even know. She's like, I don't know why he even tolerates her. I mean, that's why he works so much, so he doesn't have to go home to that, you know? And then we go over to Teresa and Jen talking, and Teresa goes,
Margaret knows how to throw a party. Maybe she should give Jackie tips.
Teresa, whenever she says something funny, she points to someone next to her who's not even there. She's like,
just space.
I love
Teresa. This is the guy that's got my license. This guy right here.
I love Teresa. She put up an Instagram the other night. She was going to Watch What Happens Live. And she was wearing this weird mirror dress. It was like a broken pieces of mirrors. And someone wrote on Facebook, that's automatic 7 years of bad luck, first of all. So good. But her caption under that was diamond, 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 like the emojis. And she goes,
telemarketing, shine bright like a diamond.
And I telemarketing.
And so I read it, and I was like, I don't know. Maybe I missed something, you know. I miss a lot of things. So I didn't think about it. And today I went online, and people are like, what the fuck is telemarketing, shine bright like a diamond? What does that even mean?
She loves a robocall. She loves it.
Fucking love Teresa, idiot.
I think when you get that many calls from ICE, you just get used to the automated voice. So Jennifer's feeling bad about Jackie, but the whole situation, she doesn't like the tension. So she's going to go apologize. So she walks up to Jackie, and she's like, hi, good to see you.
What's going on?
You know, I've been thinking about you a lot, and
feel terrible about how things went down at your pizza party. Mm-hmm. Had no other food there. I never meant to offend you. I just wanted to shame you. That's all. Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know, Jennifer, you ruined the trip. That's how I feel. And it's like, well, if you want to be technical, Margaret ruined the trip by telling you what I said in the first place.
Which is true.
There's some truth to that. There's some, but it's mainly Jen, but there's
but
some
I mean,
truth.
Who gets in a fight that big over pizza parties for kids, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So Jackie's like, oh, so now it's Marge's fault?
All right.
What did he say? Disgrace.
Disgrace.
My God, are you from Jersey? You sound like a guy from Jersey, like, disgrace.
It's Rosie.
Also, this audience will kick your ass if you learn that yet. Hey, watch yourself. They'll start you on fire in here. Yeah. I can feel it.
I can feel it, too.
When they love you, they love you. And when they don't, they'll kill you.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so Jackie basically is like, what she wants Jennifer to take responsibility and everything. And, you know, Jen's like, I'm just trying to say sorry. And Jackie's like, really? Because at this point, you should just be wearing a T-shirt that says I'm sorry on it. Jennifer's like, yeah, I already ordered all of those from Amazon Prime. They're on their way. What's the big deal? I'm not stingy.
And Jackie's like, you know what? I just feel like it's the number of times that this has happened with us, and I just think we don't mix. And Jennifer's like, fine, you don't mix then. That's fine. Fine, don't mix then. Fine.
And Evan comes over. He's like, still rich. What the fuck are you guys doing? Can we go home yet? And we're still here. And Jennifer's like, you came at the perfect time.
Dexter in a beard hiding in a forest after you killed a bunch of people at the end of a terrible season finale. I don't know what you're doing with your beard, but it's great. It's great. You're doing great, Dexter.
So what now, is he doing with that beard? I know you're rich as fuck, but you still have to groom yourself and like occasionally take a shower.
I feel like Evan is low-key, like, becoming a certifiable Bravo hottie. Like, out of nowhere. Mm. I think, like, a little bit. Like, a little bit. He's not Joe Gorga. No one can be. He's not... Oh, by the way, do you guys know that Phaedra Parks is in town? She's not here.
Yeah.
I tried my best because... Okay, side note.
Yeah.
So today, we went and we made an appearance on Great Day Louisiana. It's going to air. We don't know when it's going to air, but it will air at some point. But right before we got there, a lady from Love & Hip Hop was there.
You got yourself into this, man.
Our MSY, because she was talking about how she has the same initials as the airport. I forgot her name. She was really cool.
She was really cool. The first thing we heard as we walked in was the host going, Kawan and Faith!
Yes.
Quad and Mariah.
So we're
and
like,
then we were like, what?
We went over
and we're listening.
So she was, so then we were like talking with her, and she's having like a gala tonight for the, like, her parade, I think. I think she's doing a parade thing.
Yeah.
She's doing like a minor parade or something. So
how dare you, a minor parade?
Well, not
God, you are really asking to get your ass
it's
kicked.
It's not the big crew. The point is this. She's having a gala, and Phaedra is going to be there. And we were talking about the podcast, and she's like, oh, well, we got to get Phaedra on your show. I was like, well, 9 o'clock tonight. She goes, oh, you're not taking
it. Oh, yeah,
no.
She's like, my show's at 9.
Yeah.
And she said, do you want to come after him? We're like, fuck yeah, we do. How do we get in there? She said, what time? We were like, probably midnight. She's like, well, if you're not going to see me enter, then why would you come?
Yeah.
We were like, oh, yes. Can we be best friends?
So just to reiterate, we do want to thank you for skipping both Celine Dion and Phaedra Parks to be here. Anyway,
you know,
that was a little bit of a side note there.
I was even standing up for stupid Phaedra Parks at this morning show. There is nothing to stand up for with Phaedra Parks. She was wrong. And I'm still like, but I love her. It was the producer's fault. I'm like telling everybody in there, not Phaedra's fault. Bring Phaedra back.
Anyway, so back to this party. So the party. In fact, during this party montage, I noticed Jules from Summer House was in there. So making her true debut.
And the Queen of Versailles.
Yeah. It's just
Miss
like
Jackie Siegel. Marge is just like walking around every party she goes to like, 20th anniversary, 20th anniversary. Oh, I'm sorry. 20th anniversary, 20th anniversary.
She's
bringing
scary.
Everybody. So, yeah, Marge is like, oh, so Marge is talking to this old guy. I just have to point these out because I just love the brazenness of New Jersey being like, me too? Me too what? What is this? What is this discussion we're having? Don't I have to say something for it? Like, they don't get it at all, right?
No.
So this old guy is talking to Marge, and she goes, oh, my God, before we take a picture, I need to put these nipples away. And he's like, nah, leave them out. It's like, all right, all right.
So, you know, I'll leave them out for Joan. So Jen walks up to Margaret and is like, you know what? Bitch, I tried to apologize and get it to a nice place, but you're the one with a stick up your ass that doesn't suck dick. I don't need your approval, Jackie.
You're both accusing her of not sucking dick, but also being okay with anal. Like, yeah. Jen's arguments never make sense, you know, which is kind of why I like her. So Tree's like, what I miss? And I just thought of that old Golden Girls joke, just the boat, dear, you know?
So then we go over, now when we go back to the guy's summit over in the corner.
I'll be Arthur, bless you.
I know. Seriously. So the guys are all talking, and Joe Gorga goes, so Bill, what the fuck is up with your wife, man? I mean, we're talking about Jen, she's disrespecting my wife, throwing food.
Your
Last
wife
time
threw
she threw a
cake.
Glass, you know.
Yeah, your wife threw a cake.
What the fuck is up?
I'm just there. I'm the other husband. Your wife threw a cake.
Oh, I was like...
Your wife threw a cake. Your wife threw a cake. Your wife threw a cake. Just here to remind you, sir.
It was worth it to make Siggy Flicker mad, though.
Yeah.
So
that's all I wanted!
So Bill's like, ooh.
I'm so sorry, but if you want a real trip, go read Siggy Flicker's Instagram.
No, don't do it.
Oh.
It's like the ring.
Oh. Oh, it's so crazy. Don't do it. I don't want to trigger you and make you guys all angry. It's a beautiful night, but God, it's like it makes you so deliciously angry. I'm like, I could run around the block. I won't, but I could. I feel so amazing.
Anywho, it's my fault. I mentioned Siggy's name.
You did. So, you started it.
Yeah. So Joe Gorga is basically talking to Bill and goes, you know what you got to do? You gotta straighten your wife out, you know? You gotta straighten her out. Oh, come on, all this talk about straightening. That's crazy.
Okay, Mike Pence, anything else to bring up?
Some people like a little curve.
He's like, she's sexually frustrated, bro. That's it. You gotta bang her more. Stick it in more, right? Have I ever told you how to fix a roof? Right?
Yeah.
Have I ever told you how to fix a roof?
Word on the streets is that she needs a good fucking, you know what I'm saying?
So gross. So Joe Gorga went from feminist icon back to Joe Gorga, like within the space of an episode.
Yeah.
So Bill's like, ugh. He like gives this huge eye roll to the camera and like saunters off, I guess. And so Gorga's like, listen, you know what something, guys? I spoke the truth. And the guy's like, yeah, you can't take the truth. Like they're all, you know, Tom Cruise now in that movie with Jack Nicholson. Where they're like, Army should act better. And they're like, you can't handle the truth.
Demi Moore was in that, too.
I love her, yeah.
It's A Few Good Men, one of my favorite movies.
A Few Good Men.
So.
Sounds like my Postmates order, am I right?
Love that movie. Anyway, so Bill rejoins the ladies, and he's like, you're not going to believe what happened, ladies. The guys were busting my chops. My chops were like, ooh, ow, ow. Chop hurts.
Ooh, ow, my chops. Ow.
Don't stop busting my chops.
Who's chopped now? Bing! I love that Bill is trying to talk in like the Jersey dialect.
Yeah.
He's like, you won't believe it, girls. Chopped.
Forgot about it.
He says that you act the. He says you act the way she's acting because you're not banging her enough.
He tries to get this accent. Yeah. It's so cute.
So Dolores starts going, oh, no.
Ah, jeez, what?
When the husbands fight, people get hurt.
Clips.
And then it just cuts to this shot of... Protect the laptop. Protect the laptop.
No, we're set up perfectly now. We've got everything spaced. Look, if I knock something over, I have lids now.
I have an entire bottle of
water.
It
was to the right of your
thing. Ronnie, I've seen you in action. You defy physics.
Then here's what I say. Just don't drink, okay? If you know you're sitting next to a rondel and you don't want to get something wet, don't have wet things around.
I want to point out, this bottle of water was closed the entire show. I opened it up 5 seconds ago, and it was like immediately it was pouncing onto my lap.
That's really
sounds like a fun show.
I don't get to do that when we record at home, you know? It's only live shows I like actually get to hump your arm for every reason, you know?
It's true.
I've done it for a version of every show we've recapped. Like, Jax is suddenly like...
Yeah. Do your gifts now, everyone. So then it's like, okay, so as it starts to like come to the final end here, Lexi gets up to give a speech, you know, because it is for the Macbeth collection thing. And so this is Lexi's speech in its entirety. Hello, hello, hello. So then Marge gets up to do her speech. It was literally just Alexi saying hello 3 times. And she turns into Margaret. So Margaret's like, you know what? You know, I started my business at the kitchen table with like no money, okay? It was just me and Marge Senior, okay? And a few condoms on the side. And I've been very blessed, okay? The person that I have to thank the most... The one I want to thank the most, aside from Joe number one, and for Jan, is Marge Senior. Marge Senior and Joan. Wait,
Marge Senior.
Marge Senior. Okay? I'm thanking everyone. I want to thank Joe. I want to thank Joe Judice.
Joe Gorga also. Love Joe Gorga.
Joe.
I mean, that guy can fix anything with his dick.
Anything.
It's amazing. We had some bathroom grout that was coming down. I couldn't afford it. I was getting sued. I said, Gorga, come over here. You know what he did? 3 sperms, no leaks. I'm telling you that right now. Amazing. Thank you, Joe Gorka.
Rosanna and Rosanna, thank you.
Rosanna. Mary.
Rosie
and
Rosemary. My Uber driver.
Frankie. Uber driver.
Marty. Why not Marty? He needs it. He needs anything right now. You know what I'm saying? Anyone.
My mother, who unfortunately, let me just say, I had to raise myself because my mother was a drunk. God knows, you know, she's running out. One time I said, Mom, it's prom. You're going to take a picture? She had a guy's dick in her ear. Like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I'd like to thank my mother for never being there and showing me that women can be just as terrible parents as men. So thank you, Mother. I'd like to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for that great advice for telling me I should put a whale on my clothes. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
So after, her mom's like, thank you, Marge. Thank you. It was the sweetest thing. And they kiss, and they don't kiss. What the fuck? What am I talking about?
I don't know. I liked it, though.
So, what am I even saying? Don't worry. It's almost the end. I was like, and then they're making out. Wait a minute. I'm like, still in the Gorga household. So then Marge and her mom have like a nice little talk. So then Dolores is like, okay, you know what? Listen, everything was great tonight, Marge. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of your absentee mother who ended up doing a great job. She raised a daughter who stole a whale. I don't know this story. Here's what I'm saying. The guys, you know what? Good luck in the Jersey Shore because the guy, Joe Gorga, just came up to Bill and said, you got to bang your wife more. Who does that?
Who does that?
You don't talk to a man like that.
You know what? It's Frank's fault.
And that's pretty much it for this episode.
We just get New Jersey.
Thank you guys. We love you so much. Thank you for coming out here and being
with
us.
Bring back Southern Charm New Orleans, right?
God. Bring back NOLA. We love you, New Orleans.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Wow,
good night, everyone.
And thank you for this thing.
Good night. Thank you, NOLA.
Wish I had a dildo to throw at somebody's head.
Acast recommends. Every week we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, my name is Alex Horn, and this is the Horn Section podcast with me, Alex Horn, and these guys, the Horn Section. It's a really excellent podcast with music from five fine men, plus some very special guests.
You going before your mum?
I mean, realistically, yes. The woman's strong as an ox.
So, subscribe to the Horn Section podcast right now on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Goodbye.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.